This season on The Faithful.
They had a bad taste in their mouth in 1983 when they lost to the Redskins. They thought they should have been in the Super Bowl that year, and they dedicated that whole season to getting back to the Super Bowl.
Game ball!
Dominate, baby! Dominate!
Coach Bill Walsh.
There was a time before Jerry Rice came along and kind of ended the whole debate where you could ignite a pretty lively debate by asking who's the best Niners receiver in team history. Dwight Clark was on that list. Billy Wilson would be in that list. And Gene Washington was way up on that list.
But just his overall knowledge of the game of football from an historical standpoint is unparalleled. In all honesty, I'm not sure there's another person quite like him out there in this country.
Now, it was a challenge trying to keep your fro in place when you're putting your helmet on, but, you know, you didn't matter about that so much because you could pick it out.
To the music scores, there's a lot that goes into this half hour. It doesn't just happen. I think it's like football. You know, those guys play a game, but they practice all the time. They have to know the plays. They have to know the signals. They have to know when to scratch themselves when the camera's not on. You know, there's a lot that people don't understand that goes into a television show.
He's playing football to Tchaikovsky ballet thing while everybody else is just playing a different song.
Ronnie Lott and I got into a tremendous altercation. When he hit me, all we had was shorts and t-shirt and helmet. He came in full speed and tagged me. And he just wanted to let me know, listen, we want to find out what you're made of.
Faithful to me means a loving commitment to the things that matter to you, to being there for your city, for your team.
He was one of the guys that inspired me to want to play.
This is going down. This is about to go down. And I couldn't wait to share it with the people I love the most.
Maybe a little bit of the glue that held things together, that they knew that there was somebody other than the coaching staff that really, really cared and cared about them as individuals and cared about their feelings, cared about their ups and downs, losing, winning.
We're out on the field practicing, and all of a sudden, here's this plane circling. And we said, uh-oh, it's Russ. So here he comes down, and he buzzes the field. And the guys, players are hitting the deck. They're laying on the grass. And he comes up in this old airplane. Oh, Russ. Fortunately, he was a good player.